What's up, everybody? Mike Florio of RotoBaller here, and today I'm doing my final positional preview, sleepers. And today it is the relief pitcher position, and that's right, if you missed any other positions, catcher, first, second base, third base, shortstop, outfield, starting pitcher, you can head over to RotoBaller.com or RotoBaller's YouTube page. They are all posted there. I go pretty deep with some of the names I like, and I go in depth with all of them, hopefully making your fantasy teams better, making you a better fantasy player. That is my goal. And today, though, with the relief pitcher position, I'm going to do things a little bit differently because, let's face it, for most people, relief pitchers just mean closers. So I'm going to talk about a couple of closers that I think can outlive their ADP. Then I'm going to talk about some closers that I think are sneaky saves, some guys that I think you could take who aren't closers right now, who will get you some saves throughout the year. And then I'm going to talk about why this year I think the elite middle inning relievers can actually be more valuable. But the first closer I'm going to talk about is a guy that I think can outlive their ADP. And to see his upside, you just got to go 2 years ago. First relief pitcher is Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets. And last year was gross, a 5.59 ERA, but he did have a 3.07 FIP. And the thing that I like most about Edwin Diaz is he had a 39% strikeout rate. So you know these strikeouts are going to be there. And his upside is the best relief pitcher in baseball. Remember, 2 years ago, he was absolutely historically dominant, he was going where Josh Hader's going now this year, a couple rounds before any other relief pitcher, going in about the fourth round on average. And what I like about Diaz is I still think he has that upside. I don't think, you know, at his young age, he's lost that upside. I think last year was a lot of new team play pitch. He had a couple of really bad blow performances that make his numbers look even worse, but I think he will have a long leash. Remember, the Mets gave up Jared Kelenic to get this guy. He was the new GM, Brody Van Wagenen, his big acquisition last year, and I think this is going to be the trade that he is judged by. I think Edwin Diaz will have a long leash, and because of that, and because of the absolutely filthiness of his stuff, I think he can outlive his ADP. Another relief pitcher that I've been targeting because I think he can outlive his ADP is Craig Kimbrell of the Chicago Cubs. Let's remember what Kimbrell's season was like last year. Start the year, he was one of those pitchers who held out waiting to get a contract, and then he had a knee injury. So I understand last year the ERA, the saves, none of those numbers look impressive. But let's not forget that Craig Kimbrell has been the reliever of a generation the last 10 years. In the 8 seasons prior to 2019, he had at least 30 saves in all of them, and a sub-3 ERA in all but one. He's had a over 30% strikeout rate. And I still expect the Cubs to be a competitive team. I think Kimbrell will have a long leash. So just like for the same reasons as Diaz, I think he can bounce back to pre-2019. Or I think Diaz has a better chance of being pre-2019 Diaz, but Kimbrell can be a lot better than what he was in 2019. And I think he can outlive that ADP. Another relief pitcher that I've become a big fan of is Brandon Workman of the Boston Red Sox. Workman pitched to a 1.88 ERA last year, so that's great. His xFIP was a little bit higher, but still a very reasonable 3.3. He did have 16 saves too last year. Remember, it was kind of him and Matt Barnes switching, juggling out for that closer job last year. 16 saves. And the best part is the Red Sox coming into this season said that Brandon Workman will start the year as the closer. You gotta love that. So this is a guy who we've seen him pitch as a closer and pick up 16 saves. We now know that he has the job. We've seen him pitch to a good ERA. And even better yet, he picked up 104 strikeouts in 71.2 innings last year. That's a strikeout rate of 36%. That is elite. So you're going to get a lot of strikeouts out of him. I think you'll get a lot of save opportunities. I like Brandon Workman a lot. And the best part is he's not even a top 10 closer going off the board. Another closer that I've drafted a lot as my secondary closer, I'll pair him with one of the other three guys, or if I take, you know, someone even higher than them, and that is Keone Kella. And what I like about Kella is you can wait on him and still get him borderline top 20 relief pitcher, but 27% strikeout rate or higher in every MLB season for him. The Pirates have named him the closer. He pitched to a 2.12 ERA last year. I'll admittedly say I do not love the 4.28 xFIP, but the Pirates have named him the closer, and I don't think they have another great option in that pen besides him, so I think he will get a pretty long leash, unless he completely implodes, which is always possible. But I think Kella, we know he has a history of pitching in the ninth inning before. I think he is the best option in that Pirates bullpen. I like Kella a lot. This guy I don't like nearly as much as any of the guys I've spoken about, but there's still value to be had in him, and it's Tigers closer Joe Jimenez. And Jimenez, the last 2 years, I'll say it, 29% or higher strikeout rate. Like that a lot. He got 9 saves last year, so you like to see that he was given the opportunity in the ninth inning and was able to pitch well in it and didn't completely implode, because some pitchers just can't pitch in the ninth inning. But what I like most about Jimenez has nothing to do with him. It has more to do with the Tigers. Remember in recent years, Shane Green, not really an elite reliever by any stretch, pretty gross, usually over a 4 ERA, not a great whip. And we've seen him leave Detroit, go to Atlanta, and struggle mightily, lose the job right away. Well, he did not lose the job at all in Detroit and was constantly giving you 30 saves, which is what I think Jimenez could be. Not a great whip, not a great ERA. He'll give you strikeouts, and I think he can give you 25 to 30 saves even on a bad team, because a bad team is still going to win, you know, their fair share of games. Well, that's 25 to 30 saves in a regular 162-game season. We'll have to condense that number when we know how many games are going to be played this year. But in a regular season, a bad team is still going to win at least 60 games, and a lot of those games are going to be close. So that is why I like Jimenez. Some later-round saves guys that I like. I like Will Smith. I think he is the best pitcher in that Braves bullpen. I will take him over Mark Melanson, who has been named the closer. I don't think that lasts long at all. Remember, Will Smith got paid. I think they will use him as the closer. Brandon Kinsler. I know he is not sexy at all, but he is the closer for the Miami Marlins right now. So if you're you're in a league where you're looking to get a third closer, Brandon Kinsler goes very late. The same could be said for Wade Davis. Now, I know Wade Davis is gross. Pitching in Colorado last year was absolutely atrocious, but he may not have to pitch in Colorado this year. We got to wait and see where games will be played. But leaving Coors Field is a huge benefit for any Rockies pitcher. Matt McGill, he saw some save opportunities at the end of the 2019 season, expected to close to open up for the Mariners, and Tony Watson for the Giants. These are more names, again, if you're in a league where you're looking to add a third closer. I would not want any of those guys as my second closer, except for Will Smith, even though I don't expect him to start the year with the closer job, because they've already said they want to give that to Mark Melanson. Some guys that I think you can you can draft in the draft champions, or you know, if you're in a deep 30 round roto league, anything like that, who aren't named closers yet, but I think you could speculate on getting saves out of these guys at some point. And my favorite is Jose Alvarado. Alvarado before last year was an elite reliever, gave you great ratios and great strikeouts. Last year struggled, but he was dealing both with injuries and with a lot of personal off the field issues. Don't want to get into all that, but I think if we're ever going to give a guy a pass, you know, dealing with both physical and personal issues is probably a reason enough to give him that pass. And what I like most about him is the Rays, we know more than any organization, are going to just rotate their saves guys. They traded Emilio Pagan, who led them in saves last year. They have Nick Anderson now, and a lot of people, he is their favorite pitcher in his pen. And I agree with that. I think he is the best pitcher in the pen. But I do think we could see him used in multi-inning roles at times, similar to how the Brewers used Josh Hader before he was their full-time closer. And if that is the case, I think Alvarado can get, 10-ish saves on the year. They'll also have Diego Castillo there, who's another guy you can draft for spec saves. But I like Alvarado. I just think his stuff is a little bit better. And I like that he's a lefty, because if there's ever a ninth inning where, you know, two lefties are coming up, he'll be the guy in there, especially now with the new batter rule. You can't just bring in a lefty to face one guy. Hunter Harvey, former top prospect of the Baltimore Orioles. Not Matt Harvey, but Hunter Harvey. Also another pitcher that we've heard about for years, and he's just had injuries, and his path to the majors has been delayed, but he is going to be here this year. And we may see him start at some point. He was a starting pitcher, but a lot of reports before the year said that they feel the Orioles feel more comfortable with him as a relief pitcher now. And if that is the case, his stuff is probably the best in that pen. I think he can quickly become the closer there, especially because we have seen Michael Givens struggle at times. Michael Givens, another cheaper closer if you're interested in someone in that range. Blake Treinen. Remember what Blake Treinen was 2 years ago? He was literally, outside of Edwin Diaz, the best relief pitcher in baseball. Now he's with the Dodgers, who have reclaimed a lot of pitchers who have started to struggle in their career. And let's just call a spade again. Kenley Jansen hasn't been what Kenley Jansen once was. He is no longer a top five relief pitcher in baseball. His numbers have been trending down for quite some time. If that continues and he struggles even more this year, I think there is an opportunity for Blake Treinen to come in and be the closer there. Scott Oberg, who many people expected to close for the Rockies before they named Wade Davis their closer, and I think that has to do more with money than anything. Oberg last year finished the year out as the closer for the Rockies, and he did pretty well. I don't love his stuff, doesn't get enough strikeouts for my liking, but he pitched well in that role last year. Another guy is Corey Knebel. Remember him? He was the closer for the Brewers before Josh Hader, underwent Tommy John surgery, expected back in like June. We were expecting a mid-season return for Knebel this year. Well, now he may be ready in time for opening day. And if that is the case and he can get back to what he was pre-Tommy John, I think there is an opportunity for the Brewers to use Hader back in that swingman role, use him in the 7th and 8th innings, and then get Knebel in for the 9th. That is how I think they prefer to use their pen. We saw them even try that with guys like Jeremy Jeffers last year, and it just didn't work. Kyle Crick, I spoke about how I like Kella, but Crick is a good pitcher to handcuff him with in case Kella struggles. Junior Guerra is another guy. Archie Bradley is a pitcher that I used to be a big fan of, but he's just been trending down, and now he's a borderline RP2 for me, relief pitcher 2. And because of that, Junior Guerra is penciled in right now to be the setup man there, the 8th inning guy. I just think it makes sense that if Archie Bradley struggles, they could go to Junior Guerra. Ryan Helsley of the St. Louis Cardinals, another sneaky name there. Some reports say that they expect him to be the closer. So I think he is a name that you should write down right now and keep in mind if you're in need of saves or of a relief pitcher later on in the draft. Some handcuffs, I think. Now, you may be saying, why do I want to handcuff my reliever? And in most leagues, you don't. But if you're playing in a best ball or draft champions or any league like that where there's no in-season moves, then I think it is a good idea to handcuff your reliever. And some handcuffs, I think, I mentioned Kyle Crick. I think Rowan Wick with the Cubs and Case Kimbrell last year wasn't all just due to the late start and the knee injury. Wick is what a pitcher that I've read beat reporters, and they think his stuff is really good, and he was a sleeper to get saves if Kimbrell struggled. Dellin Betances with the Mets, just in case Edwin Diaz struggles. Ty Buttrey is a pitcher that I loved last year. I still think his stuff is the best in that Angels bullpen. And in case Hansel Robles goes back to, the Robles that points up at what he thinks is infield fly balls and end up being 500-foot home runs, if he goes back to the pitcher he was before 2019, because remember, relievers year to year can just up and down like a roller coaster. I think Buttrey is an option there. But also Kenyon Middleton, who was the closer, who he got hurt last year, and then it opened up the path for Robles to step up. Middleton is there as well. Daniel Hudson, just in case Sean Doolittle struggles. We saw that last year happen, and Hudson took over the 9th inning. Nick Whitgreen is a pitcher that I like in Cleveland, just in case Brad Hand is dealt. And then Andrew Miller, I think, is a nice sleeper when healthy in the St. Louis Cardinals bullpen. And the last thing I wanted to talk about with relief pitchers were those elite middle relief arms. Guys like Emilio Pagan, Zach Britton, Ryan Pressly, Ottavino, Seth Lugo, Amir Garrett, Ty Buttrey, the pitchers I'm talking about. The guys who will give you well over a strikeout per inning, elite ERA, and elite whip, but they just don't get the save opportunities. I think these guys could be more useful this year, especially early on in the season, because we're in the unknown right now, right? Like, even when we know when baseball is going to start, we're going to have a condensed probably 2 or 3 weeks spring training before it. 2 to 3 weeks is enough time, in my opinion, for hitters to get ready. for relief pitchers to get ready, but it is not enough time for a starting pitcher to get stretched out and be able to go six innings when the season starts. So what I'm thinking is, you know, these high-end starting pitchers that I'm drafting, I will start those guys. But the back-end guys, you know, the fringier guys, the ones that you would start in a good matchup or on a two-start week, I want to get those guys out of my lineup until they prove to me that they are in shape to, you know, go be ready to start the season and can give me five or six innings. Because if these pitchers aren't stretched out and their first couple outings, they're going like three and four innings as they build their arm strength up to be able to go six, seven innings in a game. Well, if that's the case, one bad inning can completely blow up your ratios. And I worry about these fringier starting pitchers. One, if their stuff is going to be fully ready, if they're going to be stretched out. So I think they're just riskier. And because of that, I think these elite arms that you can get to just come in and give you great ratios, give you great strikeouts, and just kind of hold the fort down until you're ready to get these starters in your lineup. It may not catapult you to the top of the standings early on in the year, but you can bet anything that they will be better than a couple of your starting pitchers blowing up and putting you all the way back at the end of the year. At the bottom of the standings in ERA and WHIP, etc. Because that's hard to bounce back from in a regular season. In a condensed season, now you got to do it even quicker and you have way less room for error. So to me, I will play it safe early on and use a lot of these elite middle inning arms. And I advise the same to you. I would draft a couple of these guys on your bench and use them over your back end starting pitchers. But that is it for my position previews. Those are all my relief pitcher sleepers. Again, got a video for every position out on rotoballer.com. You can head over and check them out. Rotoballer's YouTube page, rotoballer.com. Got a lot of articles out there. Tons of baseball content. Even got some football content out there. Whatever your itch is right now, you can scratch it over at rotoballer.com. Just want to say, if you want to follow me, you could do so on Twitter at Michael F. Florio. And as always, thank you guys so much for watching this and all my videos.